Welcome to Lectio. Thanks for joining me today for this time of scripture prayer, where we can set aside the things of our world and just spend time with God. I'm assuming if you hear my voice, you've already put yourself into a space where you can pay attention to God's voice. I know it's my voice you hear, but it's really, you're listening for God. Don't let my voice take away from His. It's His voice you're listening for. So make sure you're comfortable and that you've let go of the stress or anxiety or confusion of your day, and you can rest in this time to be with God. Holy Spirit, thank you for this welcoming space you've created and that we have entered. Allow us to hear you and to be safe in your presence. Continue in us your transforming work. Our scripture day is from the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verses 7 to 12. And I'm going to read it three times in three different versions. And between each time, after each time I read it, I'll leave a little bit of silence, about 2.5 to 3 minutes, for you to listen to God's voice. Because this is about connecting to Him. And He's going to use His word of scripture to connect to you in your life. So that in this first time, what you're going to listen for is just something that you notice, something that God's going to bring to your attention. It does not have to be what the scripture, what the verses mean. Like if you read a commentary, the commentary could have a completely different way that they explain the psalm. But God doesn't care about the commentary so much. He's using it to connect to you. It's a different purpose. So in this purpose, in this time in Lectio, He's using His scripture to connect personally to you in your life. And the first step is to grab your attention with something in it, some word or phrase. So that's what you're going to listen for. Psalm, our scripture is from the book of Psalms, chapter 9, verses 7 to 12. The Lord reigns forever. He has established His throne for judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness. He will govern the people with justice. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion. Proclaim among the nations what He has done. For He who avenges blood remembers. He does not ignore the cry of the afflicted. I'm going to read the scripture a second time. And in the silence that follows, notice how that word or phrase connects to your life. And again, your job is to notice it. It's God's job to make the connection. You just notice the connection that he makes. So normally we work really hard and we try to do it ourselves. And again, with Lectio, it's a different purpose. The purpose is to connect to God and let him lead the connections. So notice the connection that he points out to you. Psalm 9, 7 to 12. I'm reading from the Message. God holds the high center. He sees and sets the world's mess right. He decides what is right for us earthlings, gives people their just deserts. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry you knocked. Sing your songs to Zion, dweller God. Tell his stories to everyone you meet. How he tracks down killers, yet keeps his eye on us, registers every whimper and moan. I'm going to read the scripture a third time, and this time is the time to listen for an invitation from God. He always invites us. You always have the freedom to say no or not yet or yes. You can always say yes. And know that God loves you no matter what answer you give. A lot of times my answer is yes, but I don't know that I can do it very consistently. Or yes, in this moment I say yes, but maybe a few moments from now I'm not going to be able to hold on to that. And know that God loves you no matter what. And he's always inviting you to be more than what you are at this moment. And he's giving you the strength to do it. to become more like him, to make our world, you know, make a difference in kingdom living. The scripture is from Psalm 9, 7 to 12, and it's from the RSV version. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for judgment, and he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the people with equity. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know thy name put their trust in thee, for thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Tell among the peoples his deeds. For he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. And this is the point in Lectio where we set aside the noticing and the connecting and the inviting, and we just spend a few minutes resting in God's company. Whether we said yes or no to the invitation, whether we even heard an invitation, right? We still showed up at this place. We have this set time set aside to be with God. And that's what we're going to do for the next minute. So let it all go and rest in his care. Thank you. Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. You may want to consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you experienced in your prayer, to jot a note down on a post-it note and stick it on the wall, to put a note in your Bible or put it in your journal. And now, by your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.